Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about Donald Trump and his zombie followers. Trump. Trump. If Ronald Reagan was Teflon, the 45th president is a space-age polymer dipped in polyurethane and covered in weasel grease. They don't care. He's their leader. Doesn't matter what argument you try to use. Logic, reason, legality, math, science, history, physics, ethics, decency, gravity. He's their guy. They knew he was a philandering, lying, greedy cheater who stiffed contractors and sued everybody else when they voted for him. He was a New York City real estate developer, for crumb's sake. They are the choir boys with glass shards are the lace. The best example is while the Russia investigation about collusion is being hammered out in the background, the president gets hit with multiple accusations of using money to silence women who claim to have had affairs with him, and nobody cares. Trump. Trump. The focus is all on the lawyer who arranged the payoffs. Misdirection managed. Obstruction of justice? Who cares? They all do it. Did he kill anybody? Not did he have anybody killed. Did he personally kill anybody with his bare hands? And even if he did, so what? They all do it. Trump could push an old lady in a wheelchair down three flights of stairs, and his supporters would argue till they were blue in the face that he was giving her a series of chiropractic adjustments. If he wants to fire Robert Mueller, or keep firing assistant FBI directors until he finds one that will fire Robert Mueller, they'll still support him. And even though other Republicans say, oh, that would create a constitutional crisis, doesn't matter, because they'll support him too, as long as his zombies do. At this point, not even a stake through the heart would work. Of course, that presupposes the existence of a heart.
Trump. Trump.
For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.